The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tamid Taf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara and the Amid Beis begins the last stretch of Gemara for the Masechta. After that, there's many Mishnayos, but those Mishnayos don't have any Gemara explaining the Mishnayos. It's not only the last stretch of Gemara for Masechta Tamid, but in fact it's also the last piece of Gemara for the entire Seder Kachim. The next Masechta, Masechta Midos, doesn't have any Gemara. This brings us to the question, if making a Siyum when somebody finishes the Masechta Tamid, if they make a siyum, if they make a party to celebrate the finishing of the Masechta, does that constitute a siyum Masechta like other siyum Masechtos, as it being a Sudas Mitzvah that could have the halachas of Sudas Mitzvah? We know that during the 9 days we don't eat fleishig, except for if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, and when it's a Siyum Masechta, it's considered a Sudas Mitzvah, and then it is permitted to have Fleishiks, Yayin, Basar, and Yayin. Similarly, Bechayrim, firstborn boys, on Erev Pesach, they fast, unless they participate in a Sudas Mitzvah, one of them being a Siyum Masechta. And the question is, would the finishing Masechta Tamid constitute a Siyum for those purposes? So the truth is that this question can be divided into three. First of all, perhaps finishing even a Masechta of Mishnayis constitutes a Siyum Masechta. And even if a Siyum and Masechta Mishnayis would not constitute a Siyum Masechta, but perhaps Masechta Tamid would, perhaps Masechta Tamid has enough Gemara that finishing Masechta Tamid would be considered a Siyum Masechta. And the possibility why finishing Masechta Tamid would not constitute a Siyum Masechta could be one out of two. First of all, like we said, there's many Mishnayos that don't have any explanation of Gemara. The Gemara, so to say, ends short. The Gemara explanation to the Mishnayos in Masechta Tamid does not go till the end of the Masechta. It's sort of a half a Masechta of Gemara. That could be one reason why one would not be able to make a Siyum a Masechta Tamid to constitute a Siyum Masechta. And another reason is as follows. The Me'iri, in the beginning of Masechta Avos, He explains that the Gemara, Talmud Bavli, was written by Ravina and Avashi, and they were Mesakein four starim. Mainly they wrote on Moyed, Nashim, Nezikim, and Kachim. And a few Mesakhtas they left without any Gemara. Mesakhtas Shkolim and Mesakhtas Moyed, and say the Moyed they left out. Avos and Idios and Seyden Ezekim they left out without writing any Gemara. And he says that Midos, Kinim, and Tamid, they also did not write explanation. So the Me'iri says, so all the other Masechtas mentioned, we don't have any Talmud Bavli written on them, exactly, precisely like the Me'iri said. But the Me'iri also said Tamid does not have Gemara. So the Me'iri seems quite problematic. We do find Gemara to explain the Mishnayos of Masechta Tamid. So what's going on? What's the pshat in the Me'iri? So the Reb Chaim Palagi, in his Sefer Beis Avos, he brings down the Me'iri and he says, it must be there's a mistake in the Me'iri. It must be you have to erase the word Tamid from the list of the Me'iri. Because we have in front of us that there's a Gemara and Masechta Tamid. However, the Maratzchias, in his Mevoi, call it the introduction to Talmud, he says that we find Masechta Talmud is a little different than other Masechtas. He says if you look throughout Shas, you don't find that one Gemara is hints to another Gemara to say that the same is so like what I wrote elsewhere, or like what I'm gonna write, or like what it says there. The only thing we never say, the Gemara never says we learned like this in such and such Masechta. The Gemara only says, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, without explaining where the other place is. However, in one Gemara, in Masechta Tamid, the Gemara does use such a lashon. In Masechta Tamid, Achav Zayinah Mebeis, the Gemara says, Ki Di'isa Be'yuma Perik Balei Kayin Gadol. So the Gemara in Masechta Tamid has a different lingo than a language, terminology, than it has in other Masechtas. So we see that Masechta Tamid is different, and he says the reason why Masechta Tamid is different is because when they were arranging the Gemaras with the Amoraim, they originally did not have things written down, and therefore they were not mitzai in one place to another. And that's the reason why the Gemara, one Gemara, never refers to another Gemara. It never says, look over there in that Masechta, because it wasn't written. Since it wasn't written, they would not refer to the other Masechta that was not yet written. Everything, they were still in the middle of putting it together, it wasn't written, so they would not refer one Masechta to another Masechta. However, the Gemara Masechta Tamid was written later. It was written in the times of the Ge'onim, and the rest of the Gemara was already written. So the reason why the Gemara refers the Masechta Tamid to Masechta Yuma is because Masechta Yuma was already indeed written at the time when Masechta Tamid was written. So it comes out from the Maariv Tzchius that Masechta Tamid is different. It's not a regular Masechta. It was written later on in the times of Ge'onim. So says the Sefer Sheva Yehuda that based on the Maariv Tzchius we could explain the Meiri. The Meiri only said that Ravina and Avashi never wrote an explanation to Tamid. He never said that Tamid doesn't have any explanation. Indeed, it does have explanation, just it wasn't Ravina and Avashi. Rather, it was the Ge'onim that wrote the explanation to Masechta Tamid. So this could be, possibly, another reason why making a Siyum a Masechta Tamid would not constitute a Siyum Masechta. So what do the Poskim say? So, pertaining to the first question, could one make a Siyum on Masechta Mishnayis? So that's a very big discussion in the Poskim. For example, the Tshuvas Binyan Shloimeh says that a Siyum on a Masechta Mishnayis has Simcha. And so says also the Tshuvas Beis Yisrael. However, the Shailas Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi says no. Finishing a Masechta Mishnayis nowadays that we have a Gemara, finishing a Masechta Mishnayis, that's not a Simcha. Before they had Gemara, so finishing a Masechta meant finishing a Masechta Mishnayis. Nowadays, a person's not satisfied if they finish a Masechta Mishnayis because he knows he's missing learning out the Gemara. Others say in between. Some say that Pri Asoda says, if he understands, if he learns a Mishnayis and he understands the reasoning of the Mishnayis, or like the Teferes Tzion says, if he learns the Mishnayis be'ion with Mefarshim, so he understands the reasoning of the Mishnayis, so then he can make a Siyum. Then it's a Simcha. But if he simply just reads through the Mishnayis, then it's not a big Simcha enough to make a Siyum. In a very similar Nosach, others say if he worked on it, it took him time, he worked on it, and then he finished it, so that would be a Siyum Masechta. But if he went through it quickly, he didn't spend so much Yigiyah on it, then it would not constitute a Siyum Masechta. The Maiso, it seems that the general consensus of the Poskim is that finishing a Masechta Mishnayis would not constitute a Siyum Masechta. The Tshuva of the Or L'Tzion and Tshuva Chelek Gimel Perek Yud Beis of Sif Aleph, Ois Aleph, he says that for a Siyum and Erev Pesach, A person has to make a siman and a masechta that has Gemara. And so too, the Gabi, the 9 days, a person should not rely to eat meat with a siyum of just masechta mishnayis. However, nevertheless, he says that if it's a siman masechta tamid, that would suffice. If a person finishes masechta tamid, he bechlal does not reckon with the fact, that doesn't bother him at all, the fact that possibly, according to the Maratz Chiyus, it was written by Yoinim later than it's considered a regular Masechta, that doesn't bother him at all. And even though it doesn't go all the way to the end of the Mishnayis, he says it's not, that doesn't have ramifications, because it's no different than other Masechtas. Other Masechtas, sometimes the Gemara writes very little, sometimes the Gemara writes more. But either way, it's a Messiah Masechta, whether it's big, whether it's short, either way, it's a Siyam Masechta. Understandably, one would have to learn the entire Masechta, not just the Gemara portion, but they would have to learn the Mishnayis going all the way till the end. In a similar vein, the Torah Sfar Moyadim brings down in the name of Reb Chaim Knievsky that he said, a person should not make a siyum a mesechta mishnayis to consider it a siyum mesechta. However, a mesechta tamid, since there is some gemara, so he says b'shas hadchak, if it's a time of difficulty, then one could rely that such a siyum is indeed a siyum.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.